Eagle 98.1 is the rock station. We've been talking a lot this hour about dreams come true, where at the end of the month here, we really ramp up the radiothon, and there are plenty of things that we need from you. And I know that we've been talking with, you know, some doctors over at the Baton Rouge Clinic. We've talked to Dream Kids, and we've talked to their families. We've talked to employer workers at and volunteers from Dreams Come True. And we also have very big supporters, including the guest in studio with me now, District Attorney Hiller Moore. Welcome back.
Glad to be here for this cause.
So I wasn't even fully aware of how involved you are with Dreams Come True. And we hear the stories, like I said, from the families. But from your point of view, I mean, what is it about Dreams Come True that, you know, spurned you into becoming so involved as you are?
It's just children. And, you know, the work that we do at DA's office, we see a lot of children that are harmed and hurt. These are children that, for one whatever reason, they have a life-threatening illness, and it's just not their fault. They didn't do anything wrong. They got it, and they're facing it. These are some of the strongest willed kids that you would ever meet, bigger than adults, better than adults. But when you look in their face, you will never know.
I know.
That these children are sick. And you have to go to bat for these children and their family. You want to fight for them. And that's what I'm here to do.
And they don't want to be sick. They want to be kids.
Absolutely. They don't think they're sick.
Right. So what are some of the big dreams? We always hear about Disney World, but yeah. I know that there's not just Disney World.
Disney World has always been a big one. Kids here also, some girls like to go to gymnastics, boys basketball, LSU football, baseball. One young man, Brennan, wanted to be a soldier for a day.
Aw.
And he got a day with the National Guard and made him a colonel. For the day, he had a great job. He had an outfit. He had a really good day. Maya wanted to have a big garden planted at her house, and that was built for her at her home. But Dylan topped it all. Dylan really stumped us, or stumped Becky.
And he said, that's possible.
He said, of all things, he wanted to take a submarine ride.
A submarine ride.
Yeah, so Baton Rouge used to have a submarine, I think, many, many years ago, but it was scrapped, and I think it's a little 10 parts now.
Uh-huh.
So Becky searched around, found the submarine in the Bahamas, and young Dylan was able to take a submarine ride. Can you believe that?
In the Bahamas?
In the Bahamas.
Wow.
So
now we know.
When you on the radio and we say you make dreams come true, you actually make dreams come true, but it does unfortunately take money. And for those people who are stuck in traffic, you know, $5, $10, I know it's very difficult, it's time consuming to do it. Please consider this nonprofit organization. All of the money stays local here to Baton Rouge. And, you know, we had a sad note today where a young man, Trent, a high schooler, had cancer. Died.
You mentioned Miss Becky Prejean, who works at Dreams Come True. And there's a reason why she can't be
here
today.
She couldn't be here today. She wanted to be at the funeral and services for Trent. Compared to a national organization, to Dreams Come True, the organization didn't meet Trent until early in January. And when Trent was diagnosed, and he wanted to go shopping, he wanted to go hunting, and he wanted to go to Disney World. All three of those things were made happen by Becky because of the donors that listen to your station. And unfortunately, right when he came back, or a few days from his return, he passed away, and today was his services. So, you know, our children survive. We have a very good survival rate here. But unfortunately, there are children like Trent who did not. And Trent always said that he wanted to come back and be Dreams Come True. He wanted to take over, and he wanted to go to school. He wanted to learn. And unfortunately, it didn't happen for Trent. But hopefully, Trent will be looking over the Dreams Come True program for the rest of its years. And we can surely use the help of your listeners.
And that's incredible that he got his dream, you know, this
Absolutely.
Past month. And very big difference in
Absolutely.
Local organizations versus,
yes.
you know, national. None of this would be possible without your support. And you can call me and ask how you can help at 225-499-9898. Maybe if I play your requests all the time. And this afternoon during the Southern Drive at 5, you're moved to donate to Dreams Come True. I know that I would appreciate that. We've talked a lot about our raffle that we're doing as well on our website at eagle981.com. But if you're listening to DA Hiller Moore here today and chatting about this and feel moved to donate to Dreams Come True, that's how you can do it. Mr. Moore, we're going to have more with you in just a second. Eagle 98.1. Eagle 98.1 is the rock station here on a Southern Drive at 5. You know, this I take requests every single day at 499-9898. But today's 5 o'clock hour, I can without question say, has been the most important 5 o'clock hour that I have had since I took over for Scotty Drake in May of 2018. And in studio with me now is District Attorney Hiller Moore, who was moved by Dreams Come True, the local nonprofit, and all the things that they do and take care of. Tell us about the fashion show that you were involved with last year to kind of switch gears just a little bit. One of the girls that I was involved with, Dreams Come True, several years ago, she wanted a prom, you know, and so we did the prom, and it was really cool. I mean, there's just so many different ways that Miss Becky makes dreams come true. And so one of the things on this fashion show,
right.
Tell us about him.
Well, when Becky calls, you can't say no. She's going to continue to call.
Of course.
And when she called and said, I want you to be part of a fashion show, I tried to run the other way because I'm fashionless. She explained it to me a little more, and I became a little more involved. And actually, her and the staff really did all of the work, but it was pretty cool. It was held during the summer, and some of her patient children, girls and boys, got to pick out what type of dress would you like to wear. So boys, LSU baseball, football, hunting gear, girls, you name it, they wanted to get dressed up. She went out and found boutiques and found a different type of dress that they wanted to wear, or hunting equipment or baseball equipment. And these kids were fitted, and they were given that outfit. And then for the girls, particularly, we had hairstylists and folks that put on makeup that came and dolled them all up. And we had food out there for the folks that came, their family, their friends. And we had set up a walkway like you do in a fashion kind of show, I guess. And they were walked down one way down the runway by the person that they would choose, like Ryan Terrio, for example, with the baseball player.
Yeah.
Got to meet a baseball player, got to have baseballs and hats and bat, I mean, you name it. So we try to do that uniquely for each child that or young adult that walks down the aisle. And so this year we're looking for a venue. We do not have a venue now for probably 150 people or so. We're looking for food that we could bring into the venue and drinks. But mainly we're going to need dress and gear and a stylist, hairstylist. I mean, you know, not Richard Condon's barber, but although that may work
right.
for some particular. And just donors that may want to donate. This is probably a low-budget matter, but
It
still takes money and effort. And I've employed my daughter, Hayden, who's a lawyer here that likes to do this type of planning. She's agreed to come along with several of the ladies at the DA's office are really now interested, and I think others, once they hear this, hopefully will be interested and will call your station or call Dreams Come True and become involved.
And you know, you can't just like race by the word fashion show either.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, the little boy who wanted to dress up as a baseball player, so he was surprised with Ryan Terrio.
Absolutely. And
that is
everybody
so
was surprised.
Awesome.
So, well, we had myself, the sheriff, Ryan Terrio, and others, and nobody wanted to speak with any of us but Ryan Terrio. All of the adults wanted his autograph. So, you know, it's good. And that's what we want to continue to have and attract bigger name folks that these young children and their parents and family want to see and show that they're involved in their community.
And the girls get a surprise, too, after the fashion show. The
girls get to keep their dresses. And that it's, you know, it's one that you would normally would not buy or have access to because of the cost. And so it's pretty cool.
So there are so very many ways that you can help dreams come true. And this is another one of those. Basically, anything that you can think of for a fashion show or how you might even get ready for a wedding reception. You know, they need the makeup artist, the hairstylist, food, venue, any type of offices or businesses that want to get involved and get behind this effort to donate and help to make this fashion show possible for the Dreams Come True kids. You can call me here on the request line at 225-499-9898 or contact Dreams Come True. Either way, I guess, Hiller, my old news reporter question for you, is there anything else that you would like to add?
No, just this event, you know, the spotlight is on them. And
yeah.
There's no needles, there's no chemo, and they get to relax a little bit. And,
sure.
They're on stage, and it's their day.
Well, I really appreciate you stopping by, Hiller, and I love how you are supporting this program so very much.
Thank you very much.
Great.
All right, I'll be back.